That is a fantastic track. One Step Closer from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, the new U2 album, talking to Bono. How come you've gone back to Steve Lillywhite on this, Bono?
Well, we were working with the immensely talented Chris Thomas, who made, you know, the Sex Pistols, Nevermind the Bollocks, made Roxy Music, some of their greatest records. I think he even played on the White album. I mean, he just goes back a long way, and a brilliant mind, brilliant man. And we got a great record. Okay, we got nearly a great record. But it turns out the enemy of great is very good. Sometimes you can get very good and it feels like a long way from great. And it's like we got nervous and we thought we needed some new legs. You know, great, maybe sometimes great is what happens when very good gets tired. And we needed a new lease of life. And we went back with Steve because he knows how we improvise together and how we work. And when we were a young band and we couldn't play and we weren't as good as songwriters as we are now, we just depended on magic, you know, because our life depended on magic because we weren't good enough. We didn't, craft wasn't at our disposal. Now that we've got craft, you've got to be really careful of craft because you can start sounding professional and you can start sounding, oh, that's a very nice song. You know these bands that put out really, that's really good. Have you heard the new U2 song? It's really good.
So if I say to someone, have you heard the new U2 record, you want them to say?
I want them to say, wow, was that U2? That really? Was that U2? Wow, that was, oh boy, yeah, wow. Now, you know, not the ho-hum thing is what I'm getting at.
Well, it's certainly not ho-hum, but there's no doubt that this is you, is it? I mean, this is your sound. This is Edge, this is you, this is Adam, this is Larry. It couldn't be anyone else.
And yet, Vertigo's how we sounded when we were 17. But we haven't sounded like that for a while.
So what do you put that down to?
Fear. Of, it goes back probably to punk rock. We had a deal in our own minds, which is we could accept this life that we've been given, you know, which is an amazing life. Don't have to worry about a lot of things that most people have to worry about, where your kids go to school. If you want to go on holidays, you can go on holidays. Don't have to worry about the bills. But in turn, do not make a crap album. Do not get all soft and lose your sharpness. Success is much easier than relevance, as it turns out.
Can you have both?
That's what we're about.
Success and relevance.
I mean, that sounds...
So translate that into Latin, it might sound quite profound.
I don't know. I mean, that doesn't sound very... What I'm saying is we want it all. We want to have our cake and eat it. We want to be the biggest band in the world. We also want to be the most innovative. We want to be the loudest. We want to be the softest. We want to be the, you know, metaphysical... And at the same time...
So you haven't lost that desire to be number one, to be the, you know, you're applying again for the job as biggest band in the world?
No, greatest.
Greatest, sorry. So you still want to be the greatest.
That's what I'm saying to you. Biggest is...
Very good.
Is very good. And
ho-hum.
But, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it, if you're the biggest band in the world? I mean, it might matter to your wallet, but it's not going to matter to your life as an artist. And, you know, at this point, we're not that worried about our wallet. Thanks to the life we've been given by people who buy our records.
Here's another belter of a track, Original of the Species. We were actually having an argument earlier, my producer and I, as to whether they were really strings on here, and we both concluded that they were. And I've just gone to the sleeve, the fantastic artwork on this sleeve, and I discovered we're both wrong, aren't we?
Mm-hmm, we're both wrong. We actually recorded real strings and didn't like them.
Well, I bet there aren't many people listening who, when they hear this track, can actually go, do you know, I think that's a synthesizer.
There may be some of the real strings blended in. Flood did the mix. Flood's, you know, is a genius, and he does kind of voodoo kind of stuff. We're not in the room. I don't know what he's doing, but we came down and sounding pretty amazing. This is my favorite song on the album. I think this is one of the best tunes.
What, ever?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, ever.
Yeah. Actually, I really, really do. And I'll tell you, there's reasons for that. It keeps moving. You know, most songs are A, B, A, you know, verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus. This is just keeps growing. It's like a Roy Orbison song. I think it's a nice feeling, you know, that you're the original species, you're one of a kind, you got to remind yourself of that sometimes. And everyone has that moment where they just feel completely, you know, empty and like, you know, they've lost what's different about them.
Okay, well, that's the setup. Here's the song. Maybe one of the best songs ever, you can judge. Here's U2, Original of the Species.
Been this long.